The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
To the Eric Metaxas Show.
I shouldn't tell you this, but Eric hired someone who sounds just like him to host today's show. But since I'm the announcer, they told me. So I am telling you, don't be fooled.
The real Eric's in jail.
And welcome.
You know, I think I've heard that before, Todd, and I'm not in jail. Man.
I could testify that you are not in jail. You are here.
I mean, mentally, spiritually, I'm in jail, sitting here listening to Todd. But hey, here's good news. Busting out because we're going to talk to John Zmirak. You know, it's even possible that Zmirak, Jay-Z we call him, he may already be awake and on the phone. Let's see what happens. Oh, John.
John.
Hey. Oh. Hey, Eric, how you doing?
There he is. Son of a gun. John, where are the Beagles before we continue with the conversation?
They have been fed and they're momentarily quiet, so we should take advantage of this brief window of Beagle silence.
We should leap into the breach. Okay, can we start talking about Bernie Sanders? Bernie Sanders won dispositively, decisively. It's like game over. These other mooks are eating his dust. It's the craziest thing. And what could be? Just respond to my. Here's my thesis. My thesis is, I'm sure, the thesis of most simple prognosticators. We look at it and we say, hey, if you didn't have all of these other sort of centrists running, they're eating up each other's votes. And Bernie, the hard left candidate who has been the darling of the hard left for, you know, some time now, he vaults to the fore. If we only had Bernie and one of the others or two of the others, it would be a different story. But right now, Biden, Klobuchar, Buttigieg, and even lefty Warren, they're all competing for the same vote. And did I even mention Biden? Remember Joe Biden? He was vice president under Jimmy Carter a long time ago.
I remember Joe Biden. He was with the Betamax, right? He sold the Betamax on the radio.
I think that's the guy. I think that's the guy. But can you imagine Joe Biden was the anointed front runner, and now he is an also-ran, and Bernie is blown it out in Nevada. Now, when is the South Carolina vote? Is that today, Tuesday?
I don't think it's today, Super Tuesday.
Not Super Tuesday. South Carolina. I can't remember.
South Carolina is before. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Here's the issue. The issue is that Bernie Sanders theoretically will lose to Biden when he goes in South Carolina, because there's a big black vote, and for some reason, I guess the ghost of Corn Pop told him in a dream that he would get the. And the fact of the matter is that, I mean, we joke around, but it is a remarkable thing, John Zmirak, to have an avowed socialist from Vermont who was too left to be a Democrat. He is the front runner and seems a lock to get the nomination.
Yeah.
I was saying this a couple weeks ago. And I was also saying this is the candidate I'm scared of. First of all, Sanders' actual policies are not much to the left of the other candidates. They've all endorsed very similar destructive leftist policies. The Democratic Party has purged virtually all pro-lifers. It has given up even talking about the free market except for really empty phrases. And it's given up on the idea of welfare reform, of the era of big government being over. Remember Bill Clinton saying that? The whole centrist Bill Clinton experiment has been cast aside. The young, angry graduates of liberal arts colleges with degrees in women's studies and $100,000 in debt, these people have taken over the Democratic Party. All the other people are moderates only in name. It's not like Webb. Remember, what was his first name, Webb, the Virginia Democrat, who was actually a centrist? It's not
Jack
like
Webb?
No. He briefly ran in 2016. It's not as if the old Bob Casey is in the race.
Yeah.
There is no real moderate Democrat. The difference between Bernie and the other candidates on policy is infinitesimal.
Okay, now hang on. I'll beg to differ with you. Biden and Bloomberg cannot be said really to be anywhere near Bernie. They are posturing.
Look what they're promising.
Well, I think they have to say stuff like that. But I think if they were to govern or they were to get the nomination, they would quickly tack to the center and pretend none of that ever happened.
Well, the center, Eric, where are you placing the center? They all want abortion up through birth. They all want very similar policies on the climate. They all want to take our guns. I don't think any of these people is anything like a centrist. Well, here's the problem. Bernie Sanders, unlike most all these people, he evokes passion. He is the left's Donald Trump. I remember people say, the Democrats saying, oh, we got to let him nominate Trump because Trump can't win. And let's hope that the Republicans don't consolidate around a rational candidate like Rubio or Kasich because he'd be hard to beat. That was absolutely wrong. I thought that. I was afraid of Trump because I thought he couldn't win in the general election. That's the main reason I rooted for Ted Cruz through the convention. I thought Trump couldn't win. I was totally wrong. The candidate who can fill stadiums is the candidate who will get people turning out on Election Day. And I saw Bernie Sanders fill a stadium in Austin over the weekend.
Now, when you say fill a stadium, define stadium.
Thousands. I mean, it was actually an outdoor thing, but there were tens of thousands of people there. It was scary.
Wait, this was in Austin?
Yeah.
What do you expect, bro? This was Austin. Listen, I'm gonna beg to differ. John, you know that I never differ with you because you're always right, except in this case. Here's the issue. Donald Trump taps into the working class. In other words, the forgotten man, the forgotten women of America who have never had a voice. He taps into those people. Those people vote. They pay taxes. They raise kids. The people who would be for Bernie, I think, are not. It's not that same core. It's kind of people that they get excited by the rhetoric. The other thing, actually, I would argue is that Trump actually had ideas. You couldn't go and criticize his ideas. You just criticize his personality and say, we hate him, we don't like him, he's vulgar, this and that. But what were the ideas that he was putting forward that were so loathsome?
Well, he actually was dissenting from long-standing stale Republican orthodoxy that we don't meddle with the economy even to help American workers. Free trade is a sacred thing. Immigration is unqualified good for the economy. If you're against mass immigration, you're probably some sort of xenophobic racist bigot. If you're against free trade, you're just a lazy auto worker who wants to keep his overpaid union job. That was the Republican Mitt Romney, Paul Ryan stale orthodoxy, which Trump was rejecting. Let's remember all those savage arguments they had on the right about Trump introducing this populist economics, and the Chamber of Commerce types were squealing like stuck pigs. So, no, Trump was did represent a change of emphasis in the party towards becoming the party to some degree of the working class instead of the party of the
Chamber. I feel like you're making your point for me, because I think that Bernie's people, it's just not as significant.
Bernie represents, let me talk about Bernie's constituency, okay?
Yeah.
Federal employees organized by the SEIU union, angry members of other public service employee unions, relatives of illegal immigrants who don't want them to be deported, who want them to get onto Medicaid, people on public assistance who want more money, people who are angry about their student loans, people who are nihilistic and feel disconnected and are angry at America for their own problems. Just don't underestimate the number of unbalanced, spiritually unmoored people who will vote destructively as a way of venting their anger at how their lives have turned out.
That's how
Germany went astray, and that's how a lot of
sure,
countries
have. But all that I'm saying is that I think that he is going to split the vote in the Democrat. Oh, we're going to a break. Hey, folks, more with John Zmirak.
Don't let your home be invaded this season with rats and mice. Keep them away the most humane way with Plug-In Pest Free, 100% chemical-free, totally safe for your family and pets, and environmentally friendly. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free, the electromagnetic pest control device that has been scientifically tested and consumer-proven since 1995. Now that's fair dinkum. With a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 2-year manufacturer's warranty, what have you got to lose? Stop inviting unwanted rodents and pests in with baits. Say goodbye to traps and start saving money today with Plug-In Pest Free. Order yours now at gopestfree.com and save 20% with promo code PEST20. That's gopestfree.com, promo code PEST20. Are you ready to start saving money? Go pestfree.com, promo code PEST20. Don't spray and regret, plug in and forget.
It's time to stand with Israel. Sebastian Gorka here, inviting you to register for a life-changing trip to Israel December 2nd to 11th. Join me, my friend Mike Lindell, and hundreds of patriots on the Stand with Israel tour, a journey to the Holy Land to get first-hand insights into Israel's fascinating past and promising future. Register today at sebgorka.com. On the Stand with Israel tour, history, culture, and faith will converge right before your eyes in a truly remarkable country. I'll take you behind the scenes to explore over 40 iconic sites during an all-inclusive 10-day tour this December. We'll pray at the ancient Western Wall, sail the picturesque Sea of Galilee, float on the Dead Sea, explore modern Tel Aviv, and much more. Best of all, we'll be together with like-minded supporters of the Nation of Israel. Reserve your spot today and travel with me on the Stand with Israel tour. Visit sebgorka.com and click on the Israel banner. That's sebgorka.com, sebgorka.com.
I needed new blinds. I knew I could save a ton of money if I put them in myself, but I was nervous about measuring right and then installing them. That's why I went to Blinds.com. I'd heard their ads on the radio, how they're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings, but I still had to install them. So I called in my design consultant, Carla. She talked me through it all, from picking the right blinds to installing them. Plus, the online design consultation was free. Samples were free. Shipping was free. My home looks perfect.
Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Let us handle everything with our new measure and install services, or do it yourself and enjoy the Blinds.com treatment. Go to Blinds.com now through March 2nd and save up to 40% on everything. Plus, get an extra $20 off with promo code PRAGER. That's up to 40% off everything. Plus, get an extra $20 off with promo code PRAGER. Blinds.com, promo code PRAGER. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
Hey there, folks. I'm talking to John Zmirak, and you're not, but here's the issue. You get to listen in, and I'm going to try to do as little talking as possible because John Zmirak is he's something like the Delphic Oracle.
Mm-hmm.
The fumes, the sulfurous fumes, the wisdom. It's really our job to shut up, so we're going to shut up. Hey, John.
Hey, Eric, what I'm doing here is I'm actually learning from you in 2016. In 2016, I thought Donald Trump can't possibly win, even though I'd like him, he can't win.
Yeah.
So we have to get Ted Cruz because he's the wonkest candidate who checks all the boxes and doesn't scare people.
I knew Ted Cruz was not going to win because look, at the end of the day, you and I know there are independents in America. They choose the president.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I hate that phrase, at the end of the day. Forgive me, ladies and gentlemen. I'll try to come up with something better. But it is people who – I remember voting, going to Danbury, Connecticut. This was like going back to Bethlehem for the census. I went to my hometown of Danbury, Connecticut in 1992 to vote. And I remember seeing old guys like farmer types with tractor caps on and windbreakers and canes. And they had Clinton buttons. And I thought, they're not voting for George W. Bush. Why? Because they have been fooled somehow into thinking Clinton's a decent guy. He's a normal guy. A lot of people vote that way. They just think he sort of seems like the right guy. It is my thesis that Bernie Sanders can never be that guy, that he is a spitting.
Yeah.
Look, he's Jewish. We've never elected a Jewish president. Right. But he's not just Jewish like Bloomberg is Jewish. He is somebody that has this ridiculous New York accent. In other words, he seems like a caricature, whereas Bloomberg seems like, you know, a wise man of business and whatever. So there are people out there, I assume, who still have an issue with the Jewish thing. Obviously, we don't, and most of my listeners don't. But that's an interesting thing. We've never elected a Jewish president. But Bloomberg is like your caricature of a communist pinko from the Upper West Side. I don't think most Americans could ever get behind somebody like that. He just seems like a maniac. And it just came out that he was defending Fidel Castro.
Bernie,
we all know that he spent time in Moscow during the Soviet Union. He went there on his honeymoon. I mean, he goes on and on and on. You don't think that Trump or somebody is going to bring all this information out? It just doesn't seem realistic to me. It seems to me that if anybody could win or could mount a threat, it would be Michael Bloomberg.
See, I'm 180 degrees in the other direction, Eric. Wow. Michael Bloomberg, he seems like the boss who fired you or fired your dad and closed the factory. Bloomberg is he's a cold fish. He seems like not quite a James Bond villain, not interesting enough for a James Bond villain, like a knockoff James Bond villain.
Yeah.
He doesn't even have the energy or the excitement. He's not fun.
Maybe a Matt Helm villain.
Matt Helm villain. Thank you, Albin.
Bernie Sanders' crazy TV caricature personality actually helps inoculate people against taking his ideas with seriousness. People see him and they go, yeah, he's a crazy old man. Obviously, all that crazy stuff's not going to happen. He's funny. He gives a good speech. He's got a personality. He reminds me of characters I saw on TV. I kind of like him. I'm telling you, I feel.
You know, John, I gotta be honest. You make a lot of good points, and yet You're wrong. Now, listen,
I've never
publicly disagreed with Zmirek before. John, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you another question. What do you make of the idea that Klobuchar, Buttigieg, Warren, and who else? I'm trying to think who else is in the mix. And Biden. What do you make of the idea that all four of them, we're leaving Bloomberg out, that they would stay in? They have to know that they're giving the juice to they're giving the juice to Bernie Sanders. That by Klobuchar and I think Klobuchar hates Buttigieg so much. It's obvious she hates his guts. She hates his little guts. And
she's right.
Their virtue. But you hear what she said to him the other day? Oh, I'm sorry. Everybody isn't as perfect as you are, Pete. I thought that was kind of an anti-gay thing. Like she's saying, oh, you're perfect, Pete. You're just perfect, aren't you? Well, I'm a real woman. And I got to tell you. No, I mean, I really felt that, like that there was this visceral hatred for him. She thought, who are you? You're 37 years old. Like, you know, you're and I think she was really angry at him. And I think she's staying in because she thinks she can get whatever votes he's getting.
It's going to be 2016 again when the Republicans, the non-Trump Republicans, each think they're going to be the golden boy who stops him. Their egos are all too big to step out of the way. And after Super Tuesday, they're going to go, oh, wow, he actually has the nomination. And my hope is that Bloomberg does some maniac thing like runs third party and splits.
Oh, yeah, that was my other question
for my genius friend
John Zmirek. Don't you think that he will look when you've got Clint Eastwood coming out for you? You know that there are a lot of people out there that don't love Trump and they're not going to vote for Bernie Sanders, but they would definitely vote for Bloomberg. There's no doubt about it. They see him as a centrist. He was the governor of New York. He was not a horrible lefty governor of New York. He was not de Blasio. He was not right. Dinkins. He was, you know, more like an Ed Koch or more somebody that you would say he's a sensible Democrat who understands the market and Wall Street.
He followed Giuliani too. So
and he was basically drafting off of Giuliani's incredible success. So my question is, do you think that Bloomberg says, you know, I've had enough of this. I'm going to take my billions and I'm going to go launch a third party bid, knowing that there are enough people who hate Trump and enough people who will never vote for Bernie Sanders, all of the Democrats who hate Bernie Sanders, that he would launch a plausible third party run.
It's possible, but we can't count on that. You know, we have to get ready to face Bernie Sanders as a candidate who brings out all the passionate insanity of the left. And we have to be ready for the media. The moment it becomes clear he's going to get the nomination, the media will go into damage control and start spinning that these things weren't so bad and lots of idealists were like this, lots of your favorite Hollywood actors, and you're acting like Senator Joseph McCarthy when you bring this stuff up. Just wait. Right now, the media is trying to stop Bernie because they're afraid he can't win.
Right.
The moment he is anointed as nominee, they will flip just the way in 2016, the media were real nice to Trump when they thought he was going to be a loser candidate who couldn't possibly win for the Republicans. The moment they realized he might win, they turned on a dime and became like Polish state media in 1978 in terms of propaganda. Wait for the media to turn into the Bernie PR machine.
You're right, but no matter what they do, they can't stop him from looking like an angry old man ordering soup in a deli.
That's true.
That's who he is.
Hey,
he's an angry old man ordering soup in a deli.
In 10 years, we're all going to be angry old men ordering soup in a deli.
Well, that was that line. That was the Seinfeld line when George Costanza talks about rescuing the golf ball when he pretended to be the marine biologist. And he says, the sea was angry that day, my friends, like an old man ordering soup in a deli. It was basically one of those lines that you think it sums it up, because that's what Bernie Sanders comes across as. And I think that there are a lot of Americans that they just see him as a madman. And he is a madman because he doesn't really present any ideas, any numbers. He just keeps saying the same thing over and over again. So I'm just fascinated to hear your take on it. Who do you think he would pick as his running mate?
Probably somebody like Stacey Abrams, so that he thinks she would guarantee a lot of inner-city black turnout, which he otherwise couldn't count on. And he's old, and so the idea might be he might not be in there two terms. And that would be a very clever thing. I think a Sanders-Abrams ticket would be a very scary thing. It would be hard to beat. And if it got into power, man, would we pay for it here in America. We would have a very difficult time in this country. Bernie Sanders has said what in his first 100 days what he would do. He would reverse everything Trump has done on immigration. He would start using the power of the federal government to try to ban guns. He would impose all sorts of crackpot environmentalist policies. And these are all things he could do without Congress. And even if we kept the Senate, we would get to see just how executive power can really be abused. It would be a very scary time in America. And the worst thing is, if Bernie Sanders won, the never-Trumpers would come roaring back in the Republican Party and say, "You see, you crazy populist xenophobes, you gave the White House to a Bolshevik. Yeah. Now we have to give the Republican Party back to the hands of responsible people."
Okay, we're going to a break. Sorry, John, we'll be right back. Don't go away.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Civil protection officials in Italy say the number of virus cases in the country increased 45% in the last day, and there are now 10 deaths. Officials say 322 people have confirmed infections, 100 more than were reported late Monday. President Trump trying to minimize fears about coronavirus spreading rapidly in the U.S. He says the situation is very well under control. At the same time, his administration has asked Congress for an additional $2.5 billion for preparations in case of a widespread outbreak. In consumer news, Ford recalling more than 217,000 pickup trucks, mainly in North America, to fix a problem about the daytime running lights. The recall covers certain F-150 trucks with LED headlights, and that would be from the 2018 through 2020 model years. This is SRN News.
Statement has not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results will vary. If you tried to lose weight and failed, it wasn't your fault. According to leading medical experts, when we cut back on how much we eat, our body shifts into survival mode, reducing our metabolism and making us even hungrier. But now, a breakthrough discovery that helps you fight food cravings is available without a prescription. Riduzone uses your body's natural appetite control, a molecule called OEA, to break that cycle. Riduzone is the only product that contains OEA.
I've lost 75 pounds using Riduzone. My husband has lost 50 pounds using Riduzone. Riduzone has made it so that we eat less food, and it has taken away the cravings that we used to have. Riduzone has made it so that I can lose the weight without feeling hungry.
Go to Riduzone.com. Use promo code today to save up to 65% off your order. That's Riduzone.com. Save up to 65% and get free shipping by using promo code today at Riduzone.com. That's Riduzone.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and I couldn't pay my bills. I was feeling so bad. I got to a point where I needed some help. So I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They were able to take all of my different payments and put them all together.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
And they were actually able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off close to $15,000 in the last 18 months.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
You
thank you. Hey, folks, I'm talking to John Zmirak, and we've got a news flash for you. This has never happened before, but Zmirak is flat out wrong, and I'm right. John Zmirak, how do you respond?
I tell want people to go to my articles at stream.org and read for themselves. I got a piece, Democrats 2020.
Oh, you're going to hide behind facts?
Hey,
what a coward.
That's right. People in Cuba can read too now.
Let me flog my story. Democrats 2020, two C.S. Lewis villains and a bunch of Tom Wolfe lampoons. I watched the Democratic debate and I saw that Michael Bloomberg reminds me of one character from That Hideous Strength by C.S. Lewis, and Bernie Sanders reminds me of another.
Yeah.
Mike Bloomberg reminds me of the character Philostrato. He was this deranged scientist who really despised organic life on Earth and wished that we could have a planet full of robots. If you read the kind of things Bloomberg has said, Tim Carney has a great piece at the Washington Examiner. Mike Bloomberg pointed to a pregnant woman, pointed to her stomach. She was one of his employees and said, kill it.
He wasn't joking. You know, you get the impression that he was kind of like a kooky boss and he'd run around and stuff. And he sees a pregnant woman and he actually said, kill it, kill it. In other words, get rid of it. We need you here. Don't give me this garbage about having another kid. Who cares? We can buy him.
A nightmarish technocrat. And Bernie Sanders reminds me of Reverend Strake, who was a Bolshevik clergyman in That Hideous Strength. Both of them remind me of really negative characters from C.S. Lewis's sort of anti-utopian novel of the future, That
now
Hideous
how,
Strength. Which
how
is
many
an
people
prophetic
to, tune into this program because they know that we're going to be talking about current events and That Hideous Strength by C.S. Lewis. I mean, it's an unbelievable thing. You find me another program where we're referencing Hideous Strength and talking about Bernie Sanders. That's why I listen to this program.
Right.
It's so fascinating because, John, you're exactly right.
You'd have to go back to Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Yeah, they were the ones. C.S. Lewis so brilliantly writes about the creepy future in his book, That Hideous Strength. And you're exactly right. I guess I want to bring it to a slightly more mundane level. Do you think Obama will get behind Bernie Sanders when he wins the nomination?
Absolutely.
You do?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Remember, Barack Obama's mentor as a teenager was Frank Marshall Davis, a Stalinist columnist who was under FBI investigation because he repeated the Communist Party line all through the 50s and 60s. But Barack Obama's ghostwriter and close political ally in Illinois was Bill Ayers, the former Weather Underground terrorist.
Okay,
yeah,
so you're criticizing Obama in this way. How's that not racist?
Gotcha.
I like my black politicians non-Stalinist.
Okay, now will Hillary get behind Bernie Sanders?
No, and I think that would help him because I don't think Hillary swings any votes.
Bloomberg talked about tapping her as a running mate.
Yeah, that's insane. That just tells you how out of touch Michael Bloomberg is. He's also the guy who said that farmers are basically subhuman idiots. You just drop a seed in the ground and it grows. I mean, but Michael Bloomberg thinks the only people in America who should have guns are his private security team. He is the most out of touch. He's like Mr. Burns on The Simpsons.
Right.
he rubbing his hands and giggling about sterilizing the workforce. It's a nightmare. But I would love a Bloomberg-Hillary ticket because it would siphon off the 11% of Americans who are the most insufferable, intolerable people in the country would vote for that ticket.
Well, all of the never-Trumpers would vote for Bloomberg-Hillary.
Mm-hmm. As I said, the most insufferable people in the country.
Isn't it fascinating that you have to admit this is at least an entertaining election? I mean, how do you get around the fact that this is an entertaining election?
Yeah, I just wish I had a Croatian visa so that I could go back home if Sanders actually becomes president and starts taking the farmland away from the kulaks in Kansas.
You know, the kulaks in Kansas. See, again, why do people tune into this program? They're not going to hear that phrase on any other program from now till the end of time. Thank you, John Zmirak. Let me ask you, You talk about it in this article at stream.org as though you really do think Bernie could win. How is it possible with an economy booming the way it is, with an evangelical base seriously fired up in a way that they have not been fired up, because we've been treated, evangelicals have been treated by the GOP the way blacks have been treated by the Democratic Party. We got you in our back pocket. We know you're not going anywhere, and therefore we got to do nothing to keep your vote. And that's why so many blacks are looking at Trump, because they're starting to think, wait a second, it's true. Nobody's really helped us. 8 years under Barack Obama, we didn't make any gains. It seems to me that the landscape doesn't allow for Bernie to win. I know you keep saying you think he could, but we're doing rather well. We're bringing our troops home. What do you think? Uh-oh. I think we're going to a break. Yeah, sorry. All right, folks, you know this is the Eric Metaxas Show. You know I'm talking to John Smirek, so there's no way you're going anyplace. I hope you have already bought Honor Bound coffee. Please, folks, I am never going to let this one go. This is just insane. HonorBoundCoffee.com. We'll be right back. Hey, Albin.
Yeah.
I want to talk about ReliefFactor.com.
Oh, yeah.
ReliefFactor.com. This is how you know that I believe it works.
Okay.
I will not stop bugging all my relatives and friends, right? Mm-hmm. I think I said the other day I could almost wring their necks, but that would give them pain, so I don't do that. But they have all kinds of pain, and I say to them, I promise you, at least try Relief Factor.
Yeah.
But my relatives sometimes don't listen to me because they know me so well. But to those people listening right now, you don't know me that well, please take my word for it. ReliefFactor.com. It works. It works. It works. It works. It's just, if you take the Quick Start pack, for example, okay, it's only $19.99, right? You take it for 3 weeks and you'll know whether it works. That's what I say to people. At least take it for 3 weeks. It costs almost nothing. And by the way, if it does work, it'll change your life.
Yeah.
Okay. I went off it for a while, and believe me, my pain came back. So I'm telling you, ReliefFactor.com. It is natural. ReliefFactor.com. Check it out.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you have found yourself stuck in a timeshare, you're not alone. It must have been such a surprise to find out something you were told had value has none at all. Thankfully, we can help. Let us do for you what we continue to do for thousands of others. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. We have an excellent success rate and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We are family-owned, and I have my son Tyler here with me. Tyler, why don't you talk about what makes Lone Star Transfer different from any other company?
Great, I'd love to. Our customer service is second to none. We guarantee in writing a specific time frame in which we will get you out of your timeshare unlike any other company. We will personally make sure your experience is a pleasant one.
Let Lone Star Transfer give you peace of mind. Give us a call today for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Don't let your home be invaded this season with rats and mice. Keep them away the most humane way with Plug-In Pest Free, 100% chemical-free, totally safe for your family and pets, and environmentally friendly. G'day. I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free, the electromagnetic pest control device that has been scientifically tested and consumer-proven since 1995. Now that's fair dinkum. With a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 2-year manufacturer's warranty, what have you got to lose? Stop inviting unwanted rodents and pests in with baits. Say goodbye to traps and start saving money today with Plug-In Pest Free. Order yours now at gopestfree.com and save 20% with promo code PEST20. That's gopestfree.com, promo code PEST20. Are you ready to start saving money? Gopestfree.com, promo code PEST20. Don't spray and regret, plug in and forget.
Hey folks, Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow.com are so grateful for you. They've got an offer I don't think you can refuse. It's buy one, get one free on their incredible sheet sets. Mike Lindell has come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. He finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. His new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and he guarantees they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. He says, the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else. So the Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can buy one, get one free by calling 800-978-3057 and use the promo code ERIC or Metaxas for a limited time. Buy one, get one free by calling 800-978-3057 or just go to MyPillow.com, 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 and you've got to use the code ERIC. If you don't use the code ERIC, you don't get the discount. Check it out.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Hey, we're talking to Big Bad John Zmirak. John, you wrote an article at The Stream called Liberal Christians Worship Not Christ But Caesar or Something Worse. In case people have missed that article at stream.org, would you reprise that thesis for us?
Okay, sure. I didn't get to tell you, I didn't get to answer your last question, which is why, how could Bernie Sanders win? Bernie Sanders is the guy during a blackout who has the nerve to smash the plate glass window of the stores, and then the other people run in and start grabbing stuff. Bernie Sanders' political promises basically involve the fantasy of looting wealthier people to get things you don't have. Envy is the worst of the deadly sins. Don't underestimate it. We need to be praying and fasting to stop this guy. Mm. Now, I got a piece at stream.org, Liberal Christians Worship Not Christ But Caesar or Something Worse. And in it I point out that in the early church, the martyrs who died, they were asked to burn a single pinch of incense in front of a statue of Caesar. The Romans didn't care if they really believed it. They just wanted them to do some external sign of obedience to Caesar, and Christians refused to do it. What we face today in the intersectionalist, woke, social justice left is far worse. It's a perversion of Christianity without Christ. And it's a Christianity. It looks at one piece of Christianity that we must rectify injustice, and it says that's it. We've boiled down the religion to its essence. It is rectifying historic injustices and punishing people who have benefited from those injustices, even if it was hundreds of years ago. So white people are intrinsically tainted with a certain kind of original sin that other people aren't. Yeah. Men have an original sin that women don't. Straight people have an original sin that gays don't. And there's no forgiveness for this sin. You have to spend your entire life in expiation and apology.
You brilliantly put, John. That's exactly right. And we know that that's not Christianity. Christianity celebrates every single human being as made in the image of God, as worthy of celebration, and as someone who can repent of his sins, be completely forgiven, and move on with joy and hope. And what we have now on the left, yes, and what we have now on the left is something that is dramatically different to that.
And repent of his sins and not other people's sins from the past.
That's right. So the new Antichrist religion that's out there, the religion of the left, and I call it Antichrist because it is a weaponized parody of Christianity, it wouldn't allow us to just burn a pinch of incense in front of Caesar. It would want us to really believe in Caesar and really love Big Brother. If you remember the end of 1984, the party doesn't want external compliance. It wants a fanatical religious devotion from people, and it's going to use all its power of brainwashing and coercion and moral blackmail and shame to beat that into people's heads. That is what we are facing. That is what attacks the church, and that's what we see so many Christians surrendering to. They don't want to be on the wrong side of that, so they modify their Christianity a little bit at a time until it's just leftist politics with no Christ at all.
I think that one of the antidotes, one of the palate cleansers for me in this sick culture is, I've said this before, I watch Turner Classic Movies, because if you watch an old Western or an old film, those films tend to have healthy views of what it is to be a man or what it is to be a woman. Not always, but the basics are there in the older movies. Similarly, if you go on Netflix or Hulu or Amazon Prime, they have BBC series of Jane Austen or Dickens. And it is so fascinating to me to see how healthy those cultures are on these basics, how there is a morality baked in, and everybody knows it, everybody sees it. I think we need to see these things incarnated in the stories that we watch. And the problem today is so many people are just addicted to news, and they can't really get out of their own heads. If you read the New York Times, for example, there's a real madness has taken over the New York Times. It's been taking decades, but they are now so crazy and so left that you just don't know what world you're in when you're reading it. I just wanted to get a word in for old movies and old TV series, BBC stuff, because it kind of grounds you in something. It reminds you that we haven't always been crazy.
That's right. But, it's interesting, even back in the 30s and 40s, even when the screenwriters were members of the Communist Party, the culture was healthier. They knew they could only get away with putting so much communist propaganda into the movies. They didn't really try to push it nearly as hard as they do now in virtually every film. The film that won Best Picture, Parasite, it is a Bolshevik fantasy about a bunch of sociopathic criminals victimizing their neighbors just because they have more money.
You're kidding.
And we're supposed to root for them to destroy these people's lives because they have
more. I haven't watched
money.
It. You're telling me – say that again, because my audience doesn't know this. I didn't know this.
The movie Parasite, it's a South Korean film that is basically a communist film. These people who are lower middle class grifters and don't like working insinuate themselves into the lives of some upper middle class or wealthy family, and they just destroy their lives. They steal all their money, they take all their stuff, they ruin their lives, they destroy them just out of sheer malice because these people have money and we don't. And these are the heroes of the film.
Wow. Have you written about this for...
No, I have. No, I'm basing this on reviews I've read at various conservative websites. I'm not going to give this movie a dime. I'm not going to go see it so I can write about it. I am warning people against it. The fact that it won Best Picture is probably ought to be enough to warn us against it, that Hollywood voted for that.
I have always despised Quentin Tarantino, but for some reason I watched Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and I was, look, it's offensive in many ways, but I have to say, basically, it was an incredibly entertaining film, and its heart was on the right side of the issue. I was stunned.
Right.
It gave me hope for America if Quentin Tarantino's making a film like this. It's a pity that Brad Pitt had to get up there and kind of blather like a fool about politics and Trump and stuff, but the point is that if that didn't win and Parasite did win, you wonder why. Maybe it was just a great film in some ways, even though the message was horrible. We're going to go to a break. We're talking to John Zmierak about everything, which is my favorite subject. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Alexander Green, Chief Investment Strategist at the Oxford Club. We're one of the oldest financial clubs in the nation with more than 140,000 members, and our audited track record shows we're one of the few groups whose recommendations have outperformed the market for the last 20 years. The reason? Our approach is unique. We ignore the mainstream financial media. We don't listen to politicians, and we really don't care about analyst rating. Those things are a waste of time. There's only one thing you need to know to do very well in the stock market, and that is find great stocks with breakthrough products, record revenue, and very happy shareholders. With that in mind, I've uncovered my highest-rated stock of the year. It's a company that brings in more revenue than IBM, Facebook, and even Google, and they're set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America. And yet, the stock is available for just $3 a share. Go to onestockretirement.com to learn more about this opportunity. Again, that's onestockretirement.com.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Senate will vote shortly on whether to advance a pair of bills aimed at protecting the unborn.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Democrats have no reason to kill a bill that would protect pain-capable unborn children.
Do our Democratic colleagues really believe that what our country needs is a radical fringe position on elective abortion that we only share with China, North Korea, and four other countries in the entire world?
A separate bill would require doctors to provide life-saving support for babies that survive abortions. Both are expected to be killed by Democrats. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
President Trump trying to minimize fears about the coronavirus spreading rapidly in the U.S. His administration has asked Congress for an additional $2.5 billion for preparations in case of a widespread outbreak. The Dow is down 785 points, the NASDAQ off 213. This is SRN News.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-600-3010. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-600-3010 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-600-3010 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-600-3010.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. We've been talking to John Zmirak.
Oh, love him.
I can't get enough of that, John Zmirak. And we are in hour two today. Mm-hmm. We're going to have an update on the crazy situation in Connecticut with the transgender sprinters. We're not making this up.
No, we aren't.
And then we're going to talk about pain. Linda Mintel has written a book on how to deal with pain. So many people struggle with pain. Later this week, maybe even tomorrow, we will have Dana Lash on the program. She's a really brave voice. Some of you know her. She's a gun rights activist, Second Amendment activist, and she's got a radio show. And anyway, we're going to be talking to her. And actually, let me read a letter that we got. Sometimes we get letters. Mm-hmm. And when we can, we're going to try to do this more often. We're going to try to read them on the air just because I think it's fun.
Yeah. I think we're going to shoot for this Friday, by the way, for the initial Ask Eric Metaxas segment.
On Friday.
Well, okay. Let's go for Friday.
Yeah. Here we go. All right. So this is a letter from Gene from Texarkana, Texas. Gene writes, Eric, I agree. God did put Donald Trump in office. Now, I don't know that I said God put him there, but I will accept that. Gene says, I was supporting Ben Carson, and when he came out and supported Trump, I sat right down to write to Carson and ask him if he had lost his mind. Hmm. Now, I got to confess, I got a few of those letters from friends. Yeah. Have you lost your mind? This person, Gene from Texarkana, says, I was going to support Cruz. The Lord asked me why I was going to support Carson, and I told him. The Lord then said, who do you think told him to support Trump? I said, yes, sir, and got my Trump sign the next day and put it on my car. I might add that Cruz sort of showed out at the convention, so I knew the Lord told me what to do. That's interesting because, Cruz disappointed a lot of people at the convention. I was actually there. It was a strange moment. This person writes, looking at what has gone on, none of the other candidates could have stood the treatment of the deep state in the lying news. Thanks for listening, Gene. Mm-hmm. I love these letters. What can I tell you? Yeah. They crack me up. They give me joy.
Well, can I just say that Cruz did get an honorable mention? Chevy named a car after him. So
really?
Yeah, the Chevy Cruz.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Before we go to our break, and we're going to come back with another great hour, I've got to remind people again. It always sounds like I'm making this up. I'm telling all my relatives, unless you send me a written note explaining why, Honor Bound Coffee, the website is honorboundcoffee.com. The coffee is superb, but here's the kicker. They give 100% of their profits to helping military families. I love the idea that just drinking coffee, I can be doing something good. You know, folks, if you're buying Starbucks or whatever it is, they're using their profits for something, right? Mm-hmm. When you get a choice and when you can give to a company or buy or don't buy, whatever, you've got to use your money, you know, for good. I just think this is an opportunity. It's why they are now a major sponsor on this program. When I heard about this, I said, this is too good. HonorBoundCoffee.com. If you go there, all of the profits that they make go to helping military families. You can read about it. But the coffee is great. They grind it for you, or you can just order beans. They have light roast, medium roast, dark roast, decaf, whatever you want. They send it to you as much as you want, you know, on whatever basis, once a week, once a month. All I'm telling you is all of their profits go to helping military families. When I heard this, I just said, how am I not going to scream about this? Please, folks, check it out. HonorBoundCoffee.com. I don't know what else to say. I just love this. HonorBoundCoffee.com. We'll catch you in hour two.